Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 8, 2022. Shavuot, anything but that. Comment: the holiday of Shavuot is the celebration of the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. It is also called the Harvest Festival. It turns out that all laws, all morality, all spiritual practices, and all religions start from this point, from Mount Sinai. My response: there is an offer from above, a revelation to the world from above of the methodology of its existence and its gradual correction to a level where it enters eternity and perfection. Question: what was the world told from above? Answer: the world was told that our world exists at a low, corporeal degree, and we exist in it as the egoistic, most harmful, most insignificant, and worthless ones compared to all other creatures of nature. However, we have the opportunity to rise to the highest level of all nature, that is, to its upper root, which is in infinity relative to us, in height. And we can do it. Otherwise, our life here on this planet will be continuously interrupted by life and death for each and every one of us. Between life and death there will also be wars, suffering, hunger, and many, many other problems. Thus, our entire existence will be one continuous suffering. Question: what was said? How do we move toward this good state that you spoke about? Answer: it is very simple. The main law of the Torah is love your neighbor as yourself. That is it. And then, go and do it. Question: was it said at this precise moment? Why did we not hear it? Answer: we did not hear anything. We heard what was said, and immediately kind of asked, do you have another Torah? The answer was, no, there is no other one. This is the best thing for you even though you do not understand it. Therefore, take it and do it. Comment: so it turns out that we have been avoiding this simple law for millennia. My response: yes. Anything but that. Question: is this what symbolizes the holiday of Shavuot? Live by this law and everything will be fine? Answer: yes. But Shavuot is already a holiday for advanced people. These are people who were inside their egoism, felt its harmfulness, malignancy, and inevitability. They realized that the only way to get rid of it was to just run away from it, just run away. When they were running away, they were ready for anything, even death, just not to stay inside egoism. This is why they jumped into the sea and crossed over it onto dry land. They reached a state where they were ready to receive the laws of the upper world instead of our egoistic natural laws. Basically, we shall do and we shall hear. This was when they received the Torah. What does it mean to receive the Torah? It means I take upon myself the laws of the upper world. I want to live not in our corporeal world the way we exist today and worse, this is what the Torah promises us, but to rise higher to the qualities, to the laws of the upper world. Those laws are simple: love for your neighbor, love for everyone, accepting everyone as part of your body, your soul, your eye. Question: they are as relevant now as never before? My response: yes, more and more. Since we are egoists, we perceive everything according to what we feel in our egoistic qualities. Therefore, what can we do? We feel that we are living in a wrong way, but we turn a blind eye to the way to live correctly, and we cannot accept this upper law of love for our neighbor. Why do you not do it? Are you going to pay something for this? No. Will you suffer from this? No. You do not immediately encounter some kind of opposite rejections, antagonistic relationships, nothing like that. Just go ahead and do it. I cannot. Now if, on the contrary, there was such a game that there is an enemy against you, and you are against him. Here, however, even this enemy is not visible, it is inside you, your egoism, and you cannot do anything. Therefore, it buys us, in this way. Question: what about this serpent within me? How can I conquer it anyway? The time has finally come. Answer: It is an entire methodology. It says here how to do it. Basically, it is not me doing it but the upper force. It does everything, but according to my request. I can only make a request if it is supported by other people around me. I will think about their correction and not about my correction, and this is how we will help each other together. Just connect with a few more friends in the fact that you want to reach such a mutual connection. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 30, 2022. Medium published my new article Getting High on the Power of Life. A survey by the Israel Center on Addiction has found that one out of every seven Israelis suffers from some form of addiction. Over the past 5 years since the last survey, some 500,000 people have joined the ranks of the addicted. In a country of only 9 million people, 500,000 in 5 years is a lot. Worse yet, over 90% of the addicts do not ask for treatment. Not only adults become addicted. Children, too, become addicted. Addiction means we have become accustomed to an activity that causes our body to secrete substances that make us feel good. Because we want more and more of that good feeling, we compulsively repeat the activity. People can become addicted to anything. They can become addicted to physical activities, to chemicals, and some can even get high on certain types of music. Besides feeling good, there is another reason that people become addicted. Disconnection from life's problems. The feeling of freedom from obligations and troubles can be intoxicating. As a rule, young people become addicted more easily than older people because teenagers and young adults are in constant pursuit of pleasures. For them, feeling good is all that matters. As we mature, other calculations besides immediate pleasure come into play. This makes older people more resistant to addiction. Though they, too, are not impervious to it. There are two reasons for the increase in addictions. First, it is easier to find things to become addicted to. Second, and more important, despair has spread throughout the world. People are losing the sense of purpose in life, so they tried to escape. The feeling of being high, or the adrenaline in other forms of addiction, gives people calm, or alternatively, a sense of vitality. The prevailing treatment is to compensate for one addiction with another, less harmful one. The easier addictions to treat are those that require a smaller compensation. However, essentially, it does not cure the addiction but simply swaps it for another. The reason that over 90% of the addicts do not seek treatment is that they know that medicine cannot deal with it. If all that medicine can offer is forced abstention from the addiction or the swapping of one drug for another, then these are not cures and they have no appeal for addicts. Only one remedy can truly cure people of the deadly addictions that plague humanity: the power of life. The power of life is revealed through positive connections between people. When people establish mutually positive connections, it emulates the positive reciprocity that pervades all of reality. This is the force that keeps all things growing. When people develop such connections, and their reciprocal nature requires that they develop it in a society of like-minded people, they are filled with a sense of purpose and satisfaction. They feel connected to reality, to each other, and to themselves. It is a completely different kind of satisfaction than any substance can give, and it is far more profound and satisfying. Once people begin to experience the power of life, they never again need anything else because they will never want to disconnect from the vital force they have discovered. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, What Can Make Us Caring? The events of the past few months, and in fact, the past few years, teach us a very important lesson. If we want to survive, we must learn from nature how to do it, since if we follow our own ideas, we will continue the march of folly until we destroy human civilization and our planet. When we look at nature, there is one law that weaves all its parts together into a perfect tapestry: balance and collaboration. That law is exactly what we humans do not abide by in our own society. Instead of balance, we strive for prominence at the expense of others, and swap collaboration with exploitation. If we keep this up, we are on our way to extinction. I am not saying that we must love one another or even care for one another all at once. However, we must know nature's laws and what happens when we break them. Since we are currently acting contrary to the law of balance and collaboration, we must also know the consequences, the penalty, if you will, for breaking it. We are already feeling some of the consequences of our ignorance and vanity. Food shortages are worsening around the world, and hunger has become a real peril in places that have not known it for centuries. Gas shortages are also hampering production and causing energy insecurity in Western, leading ECT countries, and the overall atmosphere is that hard days are coming. Indeed, it is only the beginning. According to pundits, we are looking into years of deprivation and scarcity. But there is no real reason for it. No natural disaster has hindered humanity's ability to produce abundant food or ample gas and oil. It is we humans who are inflicting these deficiencies for the sole purpose of crushing one another. Nothing guides our moves but hate, and hate destroys everything, including, ultimately, the hater. Because everything we do stems from the motivation to defeat and vanquish others, nothing we do succeeds. When one effort fails, we move on to another, but it, too, is bound to fail for the exact same reason, our foul intentions toward others. How, then, can we change our nature? What can make us care for others? To do that, we first need to acknowledge the truth about our own nature, and then we can begin to nurture a new one within us. What all other beings do instinctively, follow the law of balance and collaboration, we can accomplish only if we choose it consciously. The way to do this is by realizing that we are made inherently opposite from this law, and then carefully examine each and every aspect of our lives, and adjust it to work according to that law. It may seem unfair that only humans have to learn this law the hard way, but there is a great reward at the end of the process. Since humans are the only ones who have to go through the learning process, we are also the only ones who will reap the reward. When we learn about human nature and the nature of the rest of reality, we begin to compare them. As a result, we gradually learn to value the law of balance and collaboration. We understand much deeper than any being since we have something to compare it to, a negative image of the law, and its palpable consequences. When we begin to act according to the law of balance and collaboration, it is because we made a conscious choice to do so after learning about our own nature and choosing to shun it and adopt a new, more inclusive and cooperative nature. For us, then, learning to care about others is not an instinctive process, but a profound process of deepening consciousness, and choosing care and connection over alienation and exploitation every step of the way. This is the real advantage of man over beast, the gift of consciousness. However, we earn it only after having chosen balance over superiority, and collaboration over exploitation. The painful process that humanity is undergoing will ultimately lead us to make that choice. However, awareness can shorten the process and make it much easier and quicker. The sooner we understand that all our troubles stem from our malice and cruelty toward each other, the sooner we will open our eyes and realize that there is another option. Then, the sooner we choose the option of balance and collaboration, the sooner our troubles will end and peace will begin. Michael Leitman, on Quora, can American and Israeli Jews stay together? A recent survey of us and Israeli Jewish millennials conducted by the American Jewish Committee shows that roughly a quarter of the respondents in the U.S. have been forced to hide their Jewishness due to the anti-Israel climate, which also made roughly a quarter of the respondents rethink their connection to Israel. In times where the anti-Israel climate intensifies, American and Israeli Jews can stay together as a result of us, Jews strengthening ourselves. Also, We need to accurately define what being Jewish means, and what it means to be an Israeli in the state of Israel and in today's world. A Jew is one who aspires for unity with everyone. The Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi, Yarodevash, part 2, Drush number 2. People who have no aspiration for unity cannot be considered Jews. If we accept and start living according to the true spiritual meaning of being Jewish, then one's place of residence would not matter, whether it be Israel, America or the moon. We would all live according to the same values. If you aspire to positively connect with others, then you are a Jew because you want unity with everyone. Based on the video, can American and Israeli Jews stay together? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. How to become lucky. Comment: humanity is a huge organism. A person cannot be lucky or happy alone, but only so in connection with other people. But in fact, we see that most people are unlucky and unhappy. My response: only because we have such a relationship with each other. According to the science of Kabbalah, if we treated each other with kindness, according to the principle of love your neighbor as yourself, we would feel ourselves existing in the most perfect sphere of good, in a good world. Question: how does this happen? After all, it cannot be said that people do not understand this. We understand. Answer: our egoism prevents this from us. Moreover, it interferes so much that we are ready to give up luck, just not to object to our egoism. It's very hard to live like this, but people still accept it. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Humans are electrolytes. Question: scientists claim that the electromagnetic field of the Earth is the only field that has memory. To what extent do we, as humans, influence this field? And why is the influence of the electromagnetic field of the Earth on all living beings so enormous? Answer: do you know who we are? We are a small container inside of which there are electrolytes, that is, a polar liquid that changes under the influence of a magnetic, electrical, or no matter what kind of, field. If a person is placed in a magnetic field, then his internal dipoles will begin to move in accordance with this field. All the latest medical devices, tomographs, etc. are based on the study of our internal organs through a magnetic field. In this way, we can really make a big step forward in diagnostics. A person is like a plastic bag inside which there is a chemical solution and nothing else. Therefore, electric and magnetic fields affect us, incredibly strongly. We change instantly. If you put me next to a strong magnet, you can erase my memory like on a computer. You can change my poles to plus or minus, and all my reactions will go in some other direction. You can interfere with anything. My heart and my brain run on electrical impulses. Even the heart itself, its matter, its so-called flesh, has such an artificial property that it generates electrical impulses on its own and can restart itself. That is, we are in fact electrolytes in which all kinds of electrochemical reactions take place. How can we be free from the effect of electromagnetic fields? They are the most important thing for us. From Cab TV's Close Up. Poll Inversion, May 15, 2011. Zionism Kabbalah. Question: everyone knows that Zionism is a Jewish national movement that sets the goal of unity and rebirth of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Kabbalah is a method of revealing the Creator to the created beings in this world. What is the connection between them? Answer: they have one goal, to gather the Jewish people on this land so that in connection with each other they reach such spiritual qualities that the Creator is revealed within them. And the Creator will be revealed to all the nations of the world through them. Comment: Zionism does not have a goal to reveal the Creator, but only to unite the people on the land. My response, Zionism is a corporeal condition. Kabbalah is, in a way, the next stage, when everyone will begin to unite with each other, no matter under what pretext, and they will feel the result it gives. In principle, Kabbalists can be called Zionists, like Rav Kook and Balha Sulam, who consciously came here to unite the nation. We are obligated to try and gather all the people here and unite them so that people feel that they are one nation. The mission of the people of Israel is to reach the revelation of the Creator through their unity, so that then this revelation will be manifested through us, to all people in the world. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 26, 2022. Coincidence or design? Question. Academic Vernadsky wrote that he was aware that he was destined to disclose to humanity new knowledge about living matter. To what extent should each person reveal their mission in relation to the general system? There are scientists who somehow perceive and feel this. Answer: in principle, each person should fully discover their purpose. One must ascend through the material world toward the point of origin of our world, our universe, then to the spiritual worlds and pass through them from the bottom up to reach the highest and very first point from which the evolution of creation started, from the spiritual and then material. Question: is it possible to say that the root of a person determines the kind of occupation in which he should be engaged, his profession, and everything else? Answer: absolutely everything. There is nothing that is not predefined. Everything comes from above. From some point emerges our universe and everything that exists on it. Today we understand that there is a huge amount of information, private and common laws, and energy that are tied between each other, intertwined in billions of all kinds of physical, chemical, and biological subsystems. But they all represent one single sphere. Is it possible that something will appear by chance or all of a sudden? Only because it escapes our attention and we do not understand the cause and effect development, the origin of something, we say that it is by chance in relation to us. But later, after some time, we discover the reason, nature, and origin of this phenomenon or object, the causal chain of development. And therefore, this randomness ceases to be random, it becomes logical and we can use it and see its analogy on other levels. That is, in essence, nothing in nature can appear from nothing. There are no coincidences. Even the statistics that we use, probability theory, we use only because we cannot see the full picture and we are unable to calculate all the possibilities. Actually, none of this exists in nature. As Einstein was saying, God does not play dice. This is truly so. And we play dice because we see a small picture, which is, let's say, 70% truthful. From Cab TV's Close Up. Prophet, November 23, 2011. Salvation is in unity. If we understand that our salvation is in unity, then everything will be fine. If not, nature will punish us, long and painfully, until we agree. And we will agree because we have nowhere else to go. We really do not like it when it hurts. We will be hit by hurricanes, snowstorms, droughts, volcanic explosions, all kinds of upheavals. Suddenly some small emergency will occur and, for example, communications will be stopped. And why do we need communication, egoists that we are? And then again, maybe it will be turned on again. In general, there are means to influence us. As a result, we will come to the point that we will inevitably be forced to work on ourselves, and even to do it willingly, with a song. Everything depends only on the amount of suffering that we will have to endure. Then we will ascend to the next degree. However, we can ascend to it only with two forces, not just with one egoistic force of nature, which has constantly developed us, and pushed us forward, but also with the altruistic one, which is paired with it, like the right and left lines, so that we use them together as a middle line. But this is already for those who are studying the method of Kabbalah. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Organic Food, October 21, 2009. Methodology of Salvation. Question. In the past, Kabbalists performed a very strong connection in a small group and it has been fruitful for the entire world. Why now is it so important to pass this methodology through the masses? Answer. Everything that happened before us, in the world, in the modern global Babylon, happened in the form of preparation of personnel, theory, methodology, and universal integral connection of people. Now the time has come to implement it. Therefore, there is a great difference in the work of Kabbalists in the past centuries compared to what is happening today. Now Kabbalists should go out to the masses and explain to humanity what the methodology of connection is that will save the world. In fact, this methodology is intended not for the sake of saving the world, but for the sake of elevating humanity to the next degree. But people do not know about this, do not want to know, and do not understand this. Nature, the Creator, has set the task for us, to ascend to the next degree, to become united, to become similar to Him, but you cannot explain this to a person. It is clear to him that when a stick pursues him from behind, he must run away. And we want to show him a carrot ahead instead of that stick. A beautiful good life awaits you, let's strive for it. After all, you can run away in any direction, in 360 degrees, and they will all be bad. Instead, you show him that it is necessary to go precisely to connection, not to run away, but to strive. This is a completely different system, a completely different methodology, a completely different attitude to the world and to life. Firstly, it gives you hope, shows you the future state, how to reach it, by what forces, and so on. All the leaders sitting in the government are running away from this, they do not know where and how. Let's chop this, push that, let's not do this. Which means they act without any understanding. If they understood the future state of the world, they would see that by starting again to play confrontation among them they are committing harakiri for themselves and their countries. But none of them hears it. Look what they do to people, what hatred they cause in neighboring fraternal nations. Therefore, to show a carrot ahead, something sweet and kind, is not like pushing people to a bomb shelter, but on the contrary, to a meadow, together. I believe that the problem is still with us. I never blame the world itself. If we made more efforts, we could still be heard on the internet. We need to create a unified good team and purposefully carry out serious advertising through the internet and explain the methodology of connection, its necessity, the urgency of the need for it all over the world, anywhere, under any formations, from slave owning to capitalist and the most modern ones. This is what we need to do. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Methodology of Salvation, May 4, 2014. The Creator is the basic force of nature. Question. Does God exist? Answer. No, there is no God. There is nature with its eternal laws, and the main basic force of nature we call the Creator because nature creates. Among other things, it also created us. We are inside nature, we are part of it. But not in the way it seems to us, that supposedly we can observe it from the outside and thus make some decisions outside of nature. We ourselves are a product of its work, and I would say, not the best one. Yet, we are special, because we can see, observe, make decisions, somehow change something, we have a certain freedom of will. In general, we are inside nature, and all of it is a creation, inside of which there is a force holding this entire system. This force is called the Creator. From Cab TV's Close Up. Does God exist? May 9, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how is envy or jealousy ever good? Envy is a great developmental force. It is bad only if it sets us on a destructive course. However, if envy makes us build and improve ourselves, then the envy is good. Envy is a characteristic quality of our egoistic desires. With its help, we see that others have things that we do not have. It thus makes us develop ourselves. Envy integrates us, and such integration can continue up to a point of grasping other people's desires, thoughts and qualities. Based on the video How Can Envy Be Good? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, How Do Parents Appreciate Teachers? As a part of an Israeli news program, three parents were assigned as teachers at a prestigious school for a day, and it led them to have a much greater appreciation of teachers afterward. I support such an experiment, that is to let parents be teachers for a day. While teachers have their work to do, which requires constant listening to their students and a constant concern for how the students absorb the teacher's messages, parents should likewise work similarly at home. Parents should raise the importance of teachers in the students' eyes, that the teachers teach the students significant material that they will need for life, which they will be unable to hear elsewhere. Teachers should also go to school with such a feeling of responsibility. A well-oiled triangle of teacher-parent-student comes about when parents and teachers work in tandem toward children in order to guide the children's development into happy and successful human beings. Based on the video Should All Parents Be Teachers for a Day? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.